a twist in the spy balloon saga. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. As parts from the shot down Chinese spy craft are salvaged off the coast of South Carolina, something unexpected after classified briefings to lawmakers.
Fox has now confirmed that this balloon that was brought down last weekend had Western-made parts. It also had English writing on it. That's according to a source familiar with this classified briefing.
Fox's Asha Hasni on Capitol Hill. Intelligence officials now believe China has sent balloons to five continents in recent years. A man from Delaware who threatened a black police officer with a Confederate flag pole during the Capitol riot is sentenced to 3 years in prison. 53-year-old Kevin Seafried tearfully apologizing in federal court, telling the judge he never wanted to send a message of hate. His son was sentenced in October to 2 years in prison. They were the first riot defendants to have a bench trial on a felony charge. Southwest Airlines lands on the Capitol Hill Grill over its holiday travel disruptions.
After an operational meltdown that led to nearly 17,000 canceled flights across the country that stranded millions, Southwest Airlines COO Andrew Watterson apologized to all those impacted during a Senate Commerce Committee hearing, saying, quote, "We messed up.
In hindsight, we did not have enough winter operations resiliency. From where and how we de-ice aircraft, to the cold resistance of our ground support equipment and infrastructure."
Southwest says it's making changes like prioritizing enhancements to its crew scheduling software.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, the Transportation Department also investigating why Southwest wasn't able to recover the way other airlines were. After other recent problems, some lawmakers also want to hold the FAA accountable for modernizing its air traffic control technology. Late sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 248 at the bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The FTX founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, back in court for a hearing about his pretrial release. The judge extending an order that bars him from using encrypted applications while under house arrest.
Prosecutors and lawyers for the founder of the bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX agreeing on a list of communication methods he can use, including WhatsApp, citing monitoring software ensuring he can't delete messages. The judge voicing skepticism over that agreement, the 30-year-old's use of electronics in the spotlight after prosecutors discovered encrypted messages with his company's general counsel. He's charged with 8 counts related to the collapse of FTX, including wire fraud. Prosecutors can use any messages against him at his trial, which is set for October. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A three-way friendly wager between governors over the Super Bowl. Here's Fox's Kevin Uretsky.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Missouri Governor Mike Parson will exchange Chiefs and Eagles flags at the Super Bowl in Arizona. Governor Parson explains what will happen next.
The loser is going to fly the other flag in their state capital once the Super Bowl is over.
But that wasn't enough for Shapiro.
I am so confident the Eagles are going to win that I'm willing to double down with another major Chiefs fan.
That Chiefs fan is Kansas Governor Laura Kelly. If the Eagles win, she'll send black Angus beef and chocolate-covered sunflower seeds to Pennsylvania. If the Chiefs win, Shapiro will send Kelly soft pretzels, cheesesteaks, and Eagles mini donuts.
Though Shapiro says he's confident that will not happen. It's been a down day on Wall Street, but not as bad as it is at the close. The Dow dropping 249 points. The Nasdaq dropping more than 100. The S&P sliding 36 points. Oil prices also lower today, falling under $78 a barrel. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.